continue to share something concerning this aspect. Every point that the brothers have prepared in the outline is actually very important. When we read a Bible, we can really see that the Holy Spirit is definitely a very wonderful and necessary experience for us today. As our brother mentioned, today the Lord has ascended on high. But you have to realize that after resurrection, Christ, as the last Adam, became the life-giving Spirit. And even it was mentioned this morning that the Lord himself said, it is expedient for me to go. Because the disciples said, no, Lord, how can you go? We want to have you here. You can't go. Don't leave us. Right? Of course, the Lord had no intention to leave them. But the Lord said, it is expedient for me to go. It's very important for me to go. Why? Because if I don't go, the other Comforter, the Holy Spirit, will not come. And when the Holy Spirit comes, he will be with you and dwell within you forever. So what would you prefer? Just to have the Lord outwardly in front of you, or would you prefer the Lord as the Spirit to indwell in you? What is better? Choose. Are you sure? Don't you prefer to see him just like you see me right now and I see you? No? He says no. But within his heart, secretly, he says, I hope I can see them. But you're right. Your answer is definitely correct. It is much better for the wonderful Christ to dwell in you as the Spirit within you, and you can't see him physically, but he's indwelling you and be with you all the time, anywhere you go, every time, right? And the Lord is within you to be your life. So there are two main aspects of the Holy Spirit that today we all need to know. This is very basic and yet very important. The first aspect, as the outline says, the Spirit of life. Life is the most important thing for you. That's why the Lord breathes in his disciples. The breath of life. As Stephen shared, the breath is very important. And it's not just once for all. After God breathed into Adam, what happened? He just breathed once and that's it? What happened to Adam? He continued to breathe. Of course, once the baby was born and you give him a hack, hack, the baby cried and breath entered into the baby. What happened? He only breathed once. He continues to breathe. Because life has continued all the time. Never graduate from breathing. Would you like to graduate from breathing? If you do, if you think you breathe enough, the last 25 years, I don't know how old you are, so now I don't have to breathe anymore, we will have to put you into a box. No. Breathing is very basic and yet very vital to your life. Very vital. Don't think breathing is a simple matter. No. How close is the air to you? But yes, I know it's everywhere. It can be there on the corner. But it has to be right here. Because if air is just on that corner there and it's not right here near my nose here, I'm in trouble. I'm in trouble. So what says the scriptures in Romans chapter 10? The word is what? Near to you. Where? Right here. Why? Are you sure when you're reading the Bible it's like this? The word is, when you read the Bible, you put it in your mouth like this. The word is near to you in your mouth. George, how do you read the Bible like this? And what does it mean, the word is near to your mouth? It's the Spirit. You have to breathe in the life of the word. And that is why Stephen shows us 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. The word of God is God breathed. It's the breath of God. So near to you. How wonderful it is to breathe a fresh air, isn't it? The Holy Spirit is a breath of life. How near is it? How near is it to you? How near? You should tell me. So near to you, right here, that you can breathe in. Right? Is it difficult to breathe? Only if there's no air, then you'll have a hard time. But as soon as the air is right there, so near to you, it should not be hard for you to breathe. Right? So when the Lord appeared, he breathed into them and said, receive you the Holy Spirit, and that Holy Spirit is for life. And ever since the Holy Spirit entered into you, you have to continue to breathe him day by day, all the time. Breathing is very important. So the Lord is the breath of life. Stephen didn't have the opportunity to read to us Ezekiel chapter what? 37. 36 or 37? 36. Concerning the breath. The whole people of Israel, they were like dry bones, dead. 37. I was right, right? 37. 37. I should have followed my anointing, right? 37. Full of dead bones in a valley. And the Lord asked Ezekiel, can these dead bones live? How? By teaching. Can it teach the dead bones to live? No. What happened? You prophesy. And when Ezekiel prophesied, what happened? Breath came. You know, the word air is the same word both in Hebrew and in Greek. The same word as air and wind. That's where the word pneuma came from. If you have problem breathing, what do you have? Pneumonia. The word pneuma, pneuma. That is in Greek, which means spirit. And it means air at the same time. In Hebrew, it's ruach. So, the spirit is like the air. You cannot see, but you can breathe. Can you see air? But you can breathe. As long as you can breathe, you know air is there. Feels so good to breathe. If you're under pressure, what do people tell you? Take a deep breath. That will calm you down, right? Now, what is the real air? When you're losing your temper and you're having a hard time, what do? Breathe in the Holy Spirit. Take a deep breath. Turn to the Lord. Tell the Lord, Lord, you are the life-giving Spirit within me. This is for your living day by day to supply you with life. We have talked enough about life. Romans 8 talked about the spirit of life there, that strengthens you inwardly. But then, as our brother shared it in this outline, to do the work of the Lord, and I don't mean just any Christian work, I mean his work.
Amen.
And if it's the work of the Lord, you are dealing with principalities and powers. You're dealing with the power of darkness. You know, when God sent Moses back to Egypt to meet and face Pharaoh to take God's people out of Egypt, you think it was easy? Can Moses just go and without God sending Moses? Moses just says, "No, I have a good idea. I'm going to go and convince Pharaoh to let God's people go." So Moses would go there, convince Pharaoh. You think Moses can do that? Even before he would open his mouth, Pharaoh would arrest him and put him in prison several years ago. 60 years ago, you killed one of my men. Arrest him and put him in jail. And that's the end of his mission. Huh? Before it starts. When God sent Moses, what happened? God's power went with him. Now, that power is not a muscle power. You know, the one sitting in the White House has a lot of power. Do you think Obama has a lot of muscles like you? You know, when I look at his picture, he is just as thin as I am. Right? We don't need that kind of power. But that White House had a certain power. It has authority. It's a very special kind of power. Whatever White House says, it will be carried out. Don't underestimate the policeman who is a lady there. You know, some are police women, right? They are very thin. And if you see her with a badge there, you better respect her. Because she has the power. You may have the muscles, but she has the power. Don't think you got the muscles and you don't have to listen to the policeman. That thin and skinny policeman. Who has more power? You? Look at him. And there is the skinny policeman who has the power. Do you think he's afraid of you, or are you afraid of him? You better listen to him because he has the power. That uniform and that badge represents the authority there. That is the spirit of power that the Bible is talking about. And this is what the Lord told his disciples, wait in Jerusalem until you are clothed. The word endued in the original language in Greek means clothed with power. It's not inward. That's why in the book of Acts you have the mighty roaring wind like a hurricane. The hurricane is not good for breathing. You know, when the hurricane came, what happens? It destroys everything that's standing on the way, in the way. So, in the book of Acts, you have the mighty wind coming. And that was the power. The power to clothe them. And the power came upon them, not into them, but upon them. And that power is for the authority. And that shows that the Lord was with them. In Matthew chapter 28, the Lord says, all authority in heaven and on earth is given to me. Go, therefore. Behold, I am with you. all the days until the end of this age. Amen. Now, that power is to carry out God's work. Why is it we need the power? Because there is an enemy in this universe. Yeah. There is the power of darkness. The evil spirit in heavenly places, Satan was there. And all the demonic power was there. So if you don't have the uniform, if you don't put on that uniform, you go out in a street full of criminals, they will overpower you. Right. You are in Chicago and you're in whatever the area where there's so many of those kind of criminals there and gangsters there, and you just walk around like that, you can't do anything. But if you have the uniform on, that is something else. Even Satan himself would have to back off. Not because you are so living. You may be so living, but you still need that authority. You need to be clothed with power. All of the apostles there, they were clothed with power. During the day of Pentecost, they were clothed with power. So when they spoke with authority. And all of the principalities and powers have to flee from them. Many times, when we speak, the enemy is not afraid of you. Right. So, we all need to see there are two very important aspects here. One aspect is for your life, and that life will change you inwardly. The most wonderful work of this life is to transform you, to change you into His glorious image. But that is inward. That's the inward working, to work within you. That's for you. But the power and the authority is to carry out God's work. Because when you're doing God's work, you are confronted with so much opposition outwardly. Opposition from religion. Can you imagine when the Lord was on this earth? Did He have a good time, an easy time? You have Satan there trying to tempt Him. At the end, Satan has to flee from Him. What does the Lord tell Peter? Get thee behind me, Satan, the Lord told Peter. And everywhere where the Lord went, all the demons will flee from Him, because He has the authority. He has the authority. And all the religious people, Judaism, everybody tried to kill Him, but they didn't dare. If the Lord didn't have the power and the authority, they would have finished Him off long time ago. But till they couldn't. So when the time came, the Lord just delivered Himself to them, actually. They didn't arrest Him. The Lord delivered Himself to them. Don't think they could arrest the Lord so easily. No, no, no. The Lord delivered Himself to them to be crucified. If the Lord didn't deliver Himself to them, you think the Lord could, they could arrest Him? In the Garden of Gethsemane, do you think they could arrest the Lord? If the Lord would just open their eyes, they would see legions of angels there ready to slaughter all these enemies there. Nobody could have arrested Him. But praise the Lord delivered Himself. But you can see, as long as the Lord was on this earth, the authority was with Him all the time. Such an authority, it says, even the wind and the storm would listen to Him. Well, there was great storms here. He was on a boat, and all the disciples were so afraid. And woke up the Lord, and the Lord just said one word, "Peace, be still." And everything was calm. They were so surprised that even the wind would listen to him. What power! What power! So sorry, many of us don't realize that today this power is given to the church, to you, all of us here. But if we are not engaged in God's work, if we are not involved with what God is doing, you don't need this authority. If your job is not fighting the criminals, well, what do you need a police uniform for? If you put it on, the fake one that you bought in the surplus store, you'll be arrested by the police. You're not in the police force. Why would you need that uniform? Are you in the force? You should ask me, what force are you talking about? Don't say no so quickly. If you are not in the Lord's force, then you don't need that authority. You just need a life. We all need a life. When you are born again, the Lord breathes into you, you are born again, you receive the Spirit of life. That's why you're born. But if you're involved in God's work, you need to be close with power from on high. Otherwise, the enemy will not be afraid. Of course, on the other hand, this power and the life within should correspond to each other. If I, as a Christian, I live like a thief, and I put on that police uniform, have you ever heard of dirty cops? Have you ever heard of dirty cops? You know what a dirty cop is? They collaborate with the enemy. So, when the enemy sees these dirty cops with that uniform, do you think they're afraid of him? No. They will go and drink together. Hey, hi buddy, let's go and have some drink. So, the life within must also correspond to the power without. I cannot live a fleshly life and then I'm going to do God's work and try to put that authority on me. It's a joke. No wonder the demons said to those sons of what? Oh, what's the name? Whatever their names are, it doesn't matter. Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are you? Don't think that the demons are stupid. They know very well. So, on one hand, we need to take care of the life within us. Praise the Lord for this wonderful life. Breathing all the time. But on the other hand, we need to learn to put on the power from on high when we are carrying out God's work. So, let me ask you again. Are you in the force?
Amen.
Now he says amen. What force?
The Lord's force.
The Lord's force. Carry out God's work. But if you don't care for God's work, then you don't need that power. But let me tell you, anyone who is truly in this life, he will also bear the burden of God's work. So may the Lord have mercy on us. I hope that all of us will be impressed with this message here. The spirit of life and the spirit of power. We need both. Even if you're mature in life, when you go out and carry out God's work, you still need to put on the spirit of power. In John chapter 20, verse 22, the Lord breathed into them. Why is it that after they've received the Holy Spirit as life, did they receive it? Yes, they did. Don't say they didn't. Are you sure? Positive. Yes, you better be positive. It's impossible for the Lord to receive the Holy Spirit, but they didn't receive. The Lord must be pulling their legs. No, they have received. But since they have received the Spirit already, why is it the Lord told them to wait in Jerusalem? Peter would say, why should we wait? I already have the Spirit. Let's go and do it. No, because to carry out God's work in the book of Acts, there's so much work to do. They all need to be clothed with power from on high. And this we all need to see today. Praise the Lord. I hope we'll all experience this. It's very important for us to see this and also experience it.
Amen.
We are going to have lunch together somewhere, right?
Yes.
Amen. So.